You're now listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, broadcasting from sunny Orange County, California. Filmmaker, journalist, and film historian, Paul Booth.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures with Paul Booth. I'm your host. Today, we're going to dive into an advanced review for a screener we got. Thank you, Clint, from October Coast Publicity. Street Survivors, the true story of the Lynyrd Skynyrd plane crash. I don't want to sound presumptuous when I say some say who's Lynyrd Skynyrd, or they only know Freebird, or maybe they only know Give Me Three Steps. It is a band that now we have fallen at an age where it's maybe your dad's music or your grandpa's music. Classic rock radio has become where it has a song from 2005. But Skynyrd is and of a generation and era that was called classic rock. Not just classic because years passed. So this crash, of course, is the most known. Many bands, unfortunately, had crashes. Jim Croce, of course, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens. But this one, this film right here, Lynyrd Skynyrd, is one of those bands where, I'm not saying this in an arrogant way, but I've been studying this genre and this music for 20 years. And a song came on the other day and I went, that's a Skynyrd song? So my favorite one out there, if you're going to start diving into Skynyrd, is The Ballad of Curtis Lowe. Hilarious song. Check it out. It's directed by Jared Cohn. It's going to be coming out on June 30th, hitting Blu-ray, DVD through Cleopatra Entertainment and VOD formats. In 1977, I believe it was October 19th or 20th, it's a sad movie and a sad story. So I don't want to say like I wasn't paying attention when they listed the date on the film. And part of classic rock is, in my opinion, is for you to also learn the tidbits yourself. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way. I think all this stuff to me is just so fun to explore. So that's why I wanted to recommend this film. It's an exploration of something that happened in classic rock history. It's well told. The characters, how can I put this? They're great. But they're also myths and legends, because we didn't really know Ronnie Van Zant and we didn't really hang out with the band. So we're left with the wonderful portrayal by the actors, the writing, excellent production design. Then we can go and check out something like If I Leave Here Tomorrow, a great Lynyrd Skynyrd doc, and not compare, but just check out and learn from both. So I really liked this film because Ronnie Van Zant makes me think of Jim Morrison, not in the worldwide acclaim, but in the how do you really show them in a movie? Because they are a myth. They're walking, talking humans, but we brought this aura to them. And the director captured it perfectly. Of course, the great rock journalist and film writer-director Jerry Maguire, and almost famous Mr. Cameron Crowe, was very close with Ronnie Van Zant. He's written many essays about him and articles and even attributed an episode in his Showtime series Roadie to him. So this is basic. One of these movies, it worked for me also because so few films work where you can know how it ends and you actually feel like finishing it. So that in itself is an amazing thing because we watch films to not know what's going to happen, right? We want to be surprised. So if we sit down knowing that the film is actually about the true story of the plane crash, it's not even like maybe we're just going to get how the band started or how they fought or how they toured. And then the credits tell us what happened. So, let's see, 1977, a plane carrying Southern rock legend Lynyrd Skynyrd mysteriously runs out of gas midair en route to a concert, crashing into a dangerous Louisiana swamp while killing several of the band members, crew, and pilots. Street Survivors, the true story of the Lynyrd plane crash, tells the story through one of the survivors, drummer Artemis Pyle, who not only survived the crash that claimed the life of the band's founder and frontman, Ronnie Van Zant, but who also bravely pulled the remaining survivors out of the plane before staggering towards the nearest farmhouse in rural Louisiana to seek help. So it really was also a great story of survival, pushing forward, dealing with the elements. My gosh, to even think about something happening to our friends, I think makes all of us kind of makes our stomach churn. But to think of it happening in front of us and then having to pull them out of a wreckage, really deep movie. I think subconsciously part of me turned that off because we're very close as friends and creators. And yeah, I just don't even want to think about if we were flying to a festival and something happened. But very powerful movie, well directed. The actors didn't overplay that they were playing real life characters. So handled well, great script. I would love to have known what the research was like for this. Mr. Artemis Powell himself, I think, was involved. I know that he was, but I don't want to say how because it'll spoil it. So that's why I said I think. So I think to some degree he was. And so from there, it's an all around worth checking out, especially for music fans. Take a look at this other side of the story, because for obvious reasons, frontman, media, the story is just about how we lost Ronnie Van Zant. Check this movie out. Again, through Cleopatra Entertainment, coming to Blu-ray, DVD, and video on demand on June 30th. So thank you for joining us. Again, we thank Clint, October Coast Publicity, and we thank all you music fans out there who keep the interest enough going so we can still have films about this and that we're not beckoned or sent off to a world of just NSYNC and Justin Bieber docs. And no offense to anybody who's involved with them, that's my personal opinion as the host, and I love music. So with that, you know what my motto is, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, please sure and watch a good movie. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, real conversation and movie-induced inspiration.